On Monday's front page, more from the WikiLeaks archive, this time diplomatic cables that show how two presidents dealt with Iran and how President Obama built support for harsher sanctions. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is considering raising what military personnel pay for health insurance. And is Google facing a brain drain? The pace at a big company is slower than at a startup. To some software engineers, that matters. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Our top story looks at a trove of a quarter million State Department cables obtained from WikiLeaks. They provide an extraordinary look at backroom bargaining by embassies, along with candid comments from foreign leaders. The cables have sent shudders through the diplomatic establishment. In the last few days, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton and U.S. diplomats abroad alerted foreign officials that the disclosures were coming. On Sunday, the White House condemned the release of the cables. Among other things, they show how terrorism now dominates foreign relations for the U.S. The cables indicate the Obama administration is struggling to sort out which Pakistanis can be trusted to take on al-Qaeda. The cables also contain a fresh American intelligence assessment of Iran's missile program. According to the cables, the U.S. believes Iran has gotten advanced missiles from North Korea. That means Iran could strike at Western European capitals and Moscow. Other cables show the Israelis weren't the only ones who were worried about Iran's nuclear program. Late last year, the king of tiny Bahrain said the Iranians must be stopped. Bahrain provides the base for the American Fifth Fleet in the Mideast. Other cables cited on Monday's front page indicate the U.S. has expanded the role of American diplomats in collecting intelligence overseas and at the U.N. State Department personnel are under orders to gather credit card information about foreign dignitaries, along with their frequent flyer numbers, work schedules, and other personal data. Monday's Times says that blurs the traditional boundaries between statesmen and spies. Elsewhere on Monday's front page, China is moving to defuse the latest crisis on the Korean Peninsula. On Sunday, Beijing called for emergency consultations. The Chinese also began what amounted to high-level shuttle diplomacy between North and South Korea. The Chinese efforts came as the U.S. began naval exercises with South Korean forces in the Yellow Sea. The maneuvers came in response to North Korea's shelling of a South Korean island last week. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has the military's health insurance in his sights. He's trying to cut Pentagon spending, and he's considering asking whether retirees should pay higher fees. One retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel and his family pay $460 a year. Of nearly 4.5 military retirees and their families, about three-quarters have access to civilian health insurance, but more than 2 million of them keep their military coverage. As the costs of private health care continue to climb, their numbers are only expected to grow. 12 years ago, Google was a scrappy startup in a garage. Now Silicon Valley sees Google as a big, lumbering incumbent, and some of its best software engineers are chafing as the bureaucracy grows. Some are leaving to start their own companies or work at smaller ones. Among them is Lars Rasmussen, who helped create Google Maps before he left for Facebook. Correspondent Claire Kane Miller says Facebook has 141 other employees who came from Google. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather-trimmed seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Monday's Times, voters in Haiti's first election since the January earthquake ran into delays and confusion. Even before the polls closed, 12 of the 19 presidential candidates said the result should be thrown out because of massive fraud. They said President René Préval's Unity Party had tried to stuff ballot boxes and turn away voters who didn't support Préval's chosen candidate. The 12 candidates urged supporters to take to the streets peacefully. Many did. A notorious Mexican drug gang leader confessed to ordering most of the killings in the border city of Ciudad Juarez in the last 15 months. He and two others from the Los Aztecas gang were arrested on Saturday. Among the shootings he claimed he'd ordered were drive-by attacks on an American consular employee and her husband. Monday's Business Day section says European finance ministers approved the Irish bailout. They also agreed for the first time to hold private investors accountable for losses in future rescue plans, but that won't start till 2013. For PayPal, the future is mobile. Monday's Business Day says the online payment service is expanding to retailers outside of eBay's auction business. PayPal accounted for 37% of eBay's third quarter revenue. PayPal could overtake its corporate parent in 4 years or less. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts, with an S on the end, at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.